The Osgood Files, sponsored by Lexington Inns, Hotels, and Suites, where guests come first. Enjoy exceptional quality and great rates. Visit LexingtonHotels.com for reservations. This is Dave Ross. Have you ever heard of Captain Clay Higgins?
Mr. Lizard, put down your pipe for a minute and listen good.
If you're a crook in Louisiana, you sure have. More after this from Charlie. Crime shows are everywhere, but none of them are quite like this one.
We're going to identify you, arrest you, and put you in a small cell. After that, I'm going to have a cheeseburger here with fries and a Coke and leave a nice tip for the waitress. Meanwhile, your next meal will be served through a small hole in a cell door.
That is Captain Clay Higgins, who hosts a weekly Crime Stoppers segment for a TV station in Lafayette, Louisiana, and who will often stand at the scene of the crime and order the culprit to turn himself in now.
Look at me, son. I'm talking to you.
Needless to say, he's gone viral. One of his segments was directed at a young man named Chance Carroll, age 20, father of two, who was wanted for theft.
At only 20 years old, he's certainly on the wrong path.
And 24 hours after that segment aired, Chance Carroll turned himself in. He explained why to CBS News correspondent David Begnaud.
Why did you decide to turn yourself in?
So I can give my kids what they need. And I couldn't get a good job like I planned on.
He is one of nine people Captain Higgins has convinced to surrender.
Did you always want to have that chance of redemption at the end of every Crime Stopper segment?
Yes, sir. I think the end message should always be, you know, you got a second chance, but you got to do the right thing.
And as for those who don't do the right thing?
Out there where you dwell, you'll cross a man like me. I'll be riding a pale horse.
And for you crooks who are not quite up on your Bible, should you ever encounter the man on the pale horse, you'll wish you'd given up sooner. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.